55 years ago today, Bob Dylan began 2 days of recording that would be used in his groundbreaking Bringing It All Back Home album. That included the song Mr. Tambourine Man. A short time after that, the Byrds recorded their own version of it. Why? Well, if you wanted lyrics as good as Bob Dylan's, you had to record a Dylan song. David Crosby says there was a good reason they chose it for their first single, and why Roger McGuinn of the Byrds continued to record Dylan songs throughout the whole career of the band. Here's David Crosby.
We were into Dylan songs because they were the best songs. We didn't know anybody else who could write words like that. We knew we wanted to play electric, and Roger, who was the essence of the Byrds, had a flair for translating Dylan into something accessible and something floaty and magical. And he did it, and we sang it, and there it was. I still think that that was a milestone in terms of putting really good lyrics on popular radio.
The key to success, floaty and magical. Well, how would you like a little piece of the Beatles, so to speak? There's a Beatles rarity heading to auction. George Harrison's handwritten lyrics to While My Guitar Gently Weeps were given to Ringo Starr, and now it's up for bids. They were written on the back of a studio recording sheet. They have been authenticated by the owner of a New Jersey-based memorabilia company, Beatles Autographs. The opening bid for this is listed at $195,000. So if you got a lot of money and you're a huge Beatles fan, stand.